Welcome back to another episode of The Master's Playground. Yes, I'm back. Okay, I have officially relocated my home residence. I needed the week. Yeah, right on. So, as we're back to The Master's Playground with your host, Chrissy Stereo. Hi, I'm Chrissy Stereo. We are going to be embracing a beautiful topic. The Path of Wisdom. And we're going to be looking at it in regards to our own spirit and relationships. Yes. The Path of Wisdom. So before we get started with all of the knowledge, my loves, it is customary here on the Master's Playground for us to take a moment to tune in. And we do so by chanting the Adi Mantra, placing our hands into prayer position in front of our heart chakras. Take a breath in. Exhale. And on the next breath, we'll begin. Om. Good to be back. Dude, I spent the entire week packing everything, right? It's amazing. Even though I give most of my possessions to donation, I still seem to accumulate a lot of stuff, man. But I digress. Okay, so the path of wisdom. So let's take a look at what wisdom means before we get started on this party. It is the ability or result of an ability to think and act utilizing knowledge, experience, understanding, common sense, and insight. It is accumulated knowledge or enlightenment. It is the soundness of mind. Wisdom is acquired in stages. It is learned by leaving behind the old and risking a venture into unknown territory. In today's episode, we're going to be embracing five stages. The five stages from begin to master. Such are the Aquarian times. As we embrace each stage, we will find that it serves kind of like a map, especially, you know, if we find ourselves sort of doubting along the way, trying to understand where exactly we are in our own ascension. It serves as a map, and it applies not only to our own spiritual development, but we will find examples of each stage in every area of our life. So, before we get started with that party, let's begin with a song, shall we? Yes. Enjoy. Beautiful, fabulous. Yes, a little sneaker pimps for you. 6 feet underground. Yeah, that particular song is going down in the Hall of Fame of classics, man. Really, does anybody ever really shut off that song when it comes on? Ever? You know? Excellent. So, all right, loves. What an amazing time off period I've had. Before I proceed into the show and talking about the path of wisdom and the five stages therein, there are five. What? Five. Five. I want to thank thatdrop.com. They offered an exclusive video premiere of my off of a song on my debut album. I invite you to visit thatdrop.com. On there, look up Chrissy Stereo. You'll find me on the front page as well. Yeah, there's a music video, my loves, for the song Crave For Me. And it is visual eye candy. Much love to everyone involved with the making of that video. It literally is my heart and soul. So, thank you, That Drop. All right. So, back to the episode. Beautiful, you guys. We are embracing the path of wisdom. And on this journey, there are five stages, okay? And so, we're going to be looking at it in regards to our own spiritual development. So, we understand where we're at, you know, in our ascension. But we're also going to put a spin on it by looking at it in terms of being in a relationship, okay? So that we can understand where we're at in the stage of our union. Right. The first stage is known as Satam Pad. And this is the beginner. It's the blissful period. Yes, it's the honeymoon. It's the honeymoon period where we consciously enter into a relationship with our own spirit and our spiritual path. It is where everything is new and wonderful. It is here that you will find that you are a novice. You embrace a new path either through pain, through pleasure, or through a calling. As a novice, you know, this is just the very beginning, the very, oh my gosh, you know. We are given a set of guidelines to follow, rules. Because we have not walked the path before, right? So there is an element of trust in whatever the teachings are that are being bestowed and shared with you. And as a novice, we cultivate obedience, motivation, and discipline. It really is a period or a stage of where everything is fun and full of joy for the new discovery. Now, in terms of relationships. In relationships, it's the stage when you're attracted to someone and you recognize their attraction to you. You follow a set of social rules of engagement and you trust. It is a new journey, and you are a novice. Again, life is full of joy. Yes. So it's kind of fun, right? The very beginning. I remember back in the day with a friend, we'd always talk about this period and how we wish we could bottle it, you know? Oh my God. I just wish that we could, you know, bottle it and open that up and have that feeling all over again, you know. Anywho. All right, so let's proceed to the second stage. All right, and we're looking at the path of wisdom. All right, the second stage is known as Karam Pad. Now, pad means stage, okay, but Karam Pad. This is a stage of testing, action, and reaction. It is here that you are the apprentice. It's about the daily practice. You are and do on the spiritual path. It is all about the action, doing, and practice. It is a time of redefinition and development and experience. Essentially, during this period, you guys, this is when things get deeper. We align ourselves with a deeper practice. We work on ourselves, rub up against discomfort, and each challenge is actually assigned by a mentor. As I mentioned, this is when we deepen everything, right? So this is when we do start a daily practice. This is when we start doing 40, 90, 120-day meditations. We start proactively looking for more challenging kriyas, also known as a yoga set. You know, and we sort of let go of the, ooh, that meditation made me feel yummy. No, this is when we really start to do the work. And we look for the challenge of it because we know that it allows us to grow and expand. Now, in relationships, this is also a time of testing. And so we begin to see our projections and the reactions of others. We open up and trust, and in doing so, we allow ourselves the choice of clearing old karam, old patterns. We begin to grow in the relationship. Again, you are the apprentice, and the relationship is your mentor. Yeah, that's very nice. All right, it's time for another song. And you know what, you guys? I'm going to kind of go off script a little bit. I'm just going to have a little fun tonight, so enjoy.
Yo, uh-huh, TTTC. Yo, yo, uh-huh, TTTC. 2000007. Yo. TTTC, TTTC, 2000007. Je ne vais pas que papoter, elle va tomber en tapette puis elle va m'adorer. Tu m'as assidu, tu vis, ou qui t'assouvis. À mes encoutes comme ça claque et c'est hyper du rap. Mes envies comme un pacha, papoter avec ta poupée en papier, elle va m'adorer. M'as tu les assidu, obligé t'assouvis. À mes envies comme un pacha, faire du rap. Écoute comme ça claque, tu montes sur scène avec mode sélecteur. Plus on est de flou, plus on rit. Jamais dans le doute, mais j'en ai envie. Check, yo, TTTC,
Selector. Yes. I love, 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 love that song. Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Chrissy Stereo. You are tuning in to the Master's Playground. And on tonight's episode, after a little break, from last week, I was out last week. We are embracing the path of wisdom, right? So why this topic, right? Well, look around, you guys. It's the dawning of the age of Aquarius. And there's a lot of shifting, a lot of profound shifting that's happening in the world. Not everyone's hip to it. Not everyone's going to go as far as they could. But the opportunity is there, provided you do the work. And I've been highlighting this ever since, oh, I don't know, since our debut, which was what, January 10th, 2014. The work, right? And when you do the work, there's different levels of attainment that you go through, different stages in the level of wisdom, on the path of wisdom. And these stages apply to every part of our life, not just a spiritual path. So it's helpful to understand what the party's all about, right? And so far we've covered, okay, we have the very first stage, which is more of the novice stage, right? It's the honeymoon. It's known as Sarampad. And during that time, it's really like, oh my God, I'm gonna do this. It's so fabulous. I'm so excited. Right? It's like a first day of school type of energy. Not to sound like a valley girl in that one. Oh my God, totally excited. Then after you keep moving forward, you then enter Karampad, right? And that's the second stage. And this is where the tests begin, right? And we deepen our practice and we choose to, you know, start to go in there. Right? And we start rubbing up against discomfort, opting for the harder meditations. Now, I mentioned I'm also highlighting how this applies into relationships. So going back to novice, it's like, okay, hi, I'm attracted to you. You're attracted to me. What's up? Right? In Karampad, that's when we start seeing our own projections and reactions, you know, in regards to the relationship that we're in. And we start to clear out old patterns. And we are the apprentice in the relationship is the mentor. Right. Then we shift into the third stage, which is the most critical stage, period. End of story. This is the stage where, you know, make it or break it. Yes. Shaktipad. This is the third and most crucial, transitional, and challenging of all five stages. This is where you confront your ego. You experience wonderful things and work through neurosis or head into, hard to bear realms. This is where you decide to keep going, stay at the apprentice level, or quit altogether. This is where you choose to follow your own desires or the higher values of the path that you're studying. This is no joke, man. This particular stage is the greatest transformation. This is when the apprentice becomes the craftsman, right? In spiritual terms. But you'll find that it applies to every area of our life. No longer are we given rules by a mentor or a master. In Shaktipad, an apprentice, again, tests, you know, that we face the test of our own ego. In life, there are three things: Karam, Dharam, and Param. Karam is action and reaction. Dharam is divine action. And Param is doubt. One of these three things happen at this stage. Right? This is it, man. This is like going, you know. This is the true test of the emergency broadcast system. The ascension, right? Are you in it to win it? When we don't exercise Karam or Dharam, we are left in a place of Param. Again, we're left with doubt. Time has passed, and we start to look outside for external references. We challenge our own teacher and the teachings. It's really similar to being a teenager, right? Who wants power and respect, you know, the power and respect of being an adult, but without the responsibility and commitment to action. I mean, literally, in this stage, you guys, this is when one starts to go, I know better. You know? This is when our own ego will sneak up on us and question everything and say, I've got this. Me, me, me. Right? So how does it apply to relationships? Again, this is the make it or break it period. This is it right here. Once any relationship hits this particular phase, this is a time where the relationship can either flourish and bloom, or the relationship simply ends. It is a time of responsibility, of facing up, of independent interdependence. There's an episode, you know, on that in the archives, by the way, if you want more information on interdependency. It is a time of duality. You see everything through two outcomes of positive and negative, and you doubt your choices. So the most, you know, when we're in Shakti Pod, when it comes to, you know, being in an intimate relationship or a personal relationship, trust is key. Not only that, trust is key when we're in Shakti Pod with our own spiritual development, our spiritual mastery. It is a leap of faith. The rules change, and we act on our projections and reactions in others. And we start to take responsibility for everything in the relationship. After a period of blaming, doubt, the blame game finishes. And we start to experience our true self. Yes. All right, so before proceeding on to some additional stages, all right, we're looking at five stages on the path of wisdom, you guys. And we just hit the make it or break it one, the most important one of the whole party train. Yeah, so in honor of the make it or break it period, I'm going to play an appropriate song. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Hi, my loves. Hey, hey. Yes, in tonight's episode, we've been talking about the path of wisdom. You know, and I think it's a path that has literally complemented all of our experiences out there, especially in the last 3 years. You know, there's going to be a segment of people that are not going to, you know, that aren't even noticing all these amazing times. And that's cool. Whatever. That's our life contract. So be it. And then there's a, you know, whole collective of people who have no choice but to be in it. The universe, our life agreement was to strap on and take the ride. So it's that ride, you guys. And I keep saying, if we keep doing the work, how far you will get? How far is it that you can ascend? And so this, what I'm highlighting tonight, serves as a map. Right? We have the honeymoon phase. When we start, we're like, oh my God, I totally found, you know, my spiritual outlet. In terms of relationships, it's when we're like, I'm attracted to you, you're attracted to me, this is on. Right? Then we move, and that's, you know, and I've highlighted it, you know. Then we move on to the next stage, and that's when tests start showing up, you know? And we start to get, roll up our sleeves a little bit and do some of the work. Then we hit Shaktipad. And this is the most critical, crucial, transformational opportunity. And either, and this is essentially where you confront your ego. And this is in relationships where you guys either do the work and make it, or you guys break up. It is the greatest transformational opportunity. This is literally when you confront your own ego. We are go for launch. Mastery. Right? Self-mastery is on the horizon. And in Shaktipad, this is where people will, you know, choose to remain an apprentice. I'm just going, okay, I'm doing my kriyas, man. I'm meditating right on. Yeah, okay, I totally did my 40 day, and, you know, that's as far as I want to take this party. Or, in Shaktipad, this is when you trust and you grab your scuba gear, confront your own ego, and go in deeper and do the real you know, excavating work so that we become one with the divine. One with the other person. One with whatever it is that we're doing in life. All right. So what happens after that? Then we go into Sahaj Pad. And this is where we get the joke. This is literally where we get the joke now. Life becomes incredibly simple. It is the stage of the expert. What you focus on manifests. You become infinite and aligned with your destiny rather than your fate. You are in flow. It is the stage of ease, balance, and grace when everything fits together. The expert learns by teaching. Everything you learn, you will want to teach. It is at this stage that you are intuitive and you are aligned with, again, your destiny, with flow and grace. There's no doubt anymore. No question of why or what to do. You just know. Everything you do is aligned with all that you are. And compassion is your highest value. Now, in terms of relationships, because we are playfully looking at like, okay, how does this apply to the person that I'm totally like, you know, kicking it with? In relationships, there is an innate understanding with one another. The intuitive understanding of each other's thoughts negates the need for mindless chatter or gossip. And this, you guys, like I said, all of these stages apply to every facet of our life. It's not just intimate relationships. It could be relationships with, you know, anyone, right? I don't know. I felt inspired to share that because mindless chatter and gossip happens in dynamics outside of a personal relationship. This Sahajpad in relationships are perfect, you know, it's basically when you're perfectly aligned with each other. And compassion is everything. All right. So, my loves, the final stage. Remember, there are five stages of wisdom. We've just covered four. Now, getting past three is everything. That's where most people lose themselves to their own ego. Man, and I see it happening left and right. It's so wild, man. It's so wild. It's crazy. People go off with their arms all crossed and fuming, and there's like steam coming out of their nose and their ears, and they're like, rah, 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 rah. And then there's projection. How dare you? Failing to see that it's been them all along. But I digress. Okay, so back to the final stage, my loves. Yes. Sat Pad. This is the fifth and last stage, and it is that of the master. Wow. Yes. It is rare and it is not attained by everyone. In spiritual discipline, again, it's called Sat Pad. It is the stage of truth or reality. It is a state of intuitive intelligence. This is where you have gone through the process of purification, living a life of service. It is when the observer dissolves. There is no separation, just transcendence. Yogi Bhajan has described it as comprehensive, comparative, intelligent, intuitive consciousness. It is here that we live from a place of divinity, grace, and harmony with the whole universe. In terms of relationships, it is when two become one. So much so that if one dies, the other one chooses to pass shortly after. I invite you to visit the archives here on skidrowstudios.com, the Master's Playground archives. In regards to, you know, the two becoming one, there's a great episode called Two Bodies, One Soul, which really goes into what that whole party is all about. So you guys, that is the five stages of wisdom. That is literally what it not only applies to our spiritual ascension, but it also applies to every area of our life. Relationships with others, whether it be intimate, whether it be family, friends, what have you. You're listening to Chrissy Stereo, and this is the Master's Playground. All right, you guys. So, do we have time for a song? Yeah, I'm going to go for it. Enjoy. Beautiful. Yes, a little Crystal Method circa, what, 93? What? When did that happen, man? That was a really good year. Well, no, actually, that was a really experimental year, looking back, actually. Yeah, I was in all kinds of trouble. Expressing my shadow self. Doing all kinds of things I shouldn't be doing. But we're perfect all along. All right, you guys, we're at the portion of the show where we draw upon the Kabbalah Tarot and turn to Spirit and go, all right, Spirit, we have been through it.com. And things are only getting more and more magical. And with that, what are the energies that we can anticipate for this coming week? All right, let's get the party started here. The overall energies for this coming week are, or is, the Ace of Cups. All right, my loves, it is here that we're going to be functioning with inspiration and knowing what we want. Yes! We're going to be creating change. We're going to be changing our circumstances and accomplishing the ideal circumstance, right? Let the new begin. Look at how beautiful that card is. Oh, my goodness. It's going to beckon us to come and share. It is the eye and mind of God awakened within the heart of man. It is the image of redemption and absolution. Beautiful. All right, so this is quite lovely, right? So I always like to ask, thank you, Spirit. So how do we navigate? Well, it's interesting. We ended up getting yet another ace, but this time it's the Ace of Wands. What? And with the Ace of Wands, we're going to be navigating with a divine sense of self. It is not going to be fully manifested. That's just going to be our overall energy that's happening this week, right? It's definitely indicating new beginnings. And really, it's the fulfillment of our divine self. There's going to be a lot of enthusiasm and spontaneity, you know? So opportunities are going to, you know, show up that will require our own spontaneity to, you know, come into flow. And really, it's that internal glow that radiates out. So that's how we do it, man. Connect with the divine, radiate. That's how we navigate. All right. And the last card for the evening, I like to ask, is what is the gift for the coming week? And my loves, we ended up getting the Queen of Cups. And essentially, it's going to promote stability, and we're going to be very content. Yes. And we're going to be penetrating into the realm of spirit. So I think it's a beautiful week, you guys. Honestly, we have been through it.com. Yeah, what a road. What an amazing journey. Never, ever, 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 ever stop believing in yourself. So with that, a blessing. A prayer, actually. May the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. I love you. Bye.
Love yourself.
Love each other.
We are one.
We are the divine.
Blessings.
The master's plan.